Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX. Sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
Robert Jr., half swing, slow roller to the shortstop. Wynn gloves it, throws it, gets him for a Redbird winner. White Sox and the Cardinals opened a three-game series tonight. The Cardinals won this one going away 12-2.
Well, there it is. Cardinals did exactly what they needed to do against a team that's not particularly good again this year, though not as bad as last year. White Sox lost. Cardinals win. First of that series in Chicago. And we will have game two tonight. 5:45 pregame with Matt Pauley and a 6:40 first pitch from Wright Field. Time to talk to the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney, who joins us on 104.1 FM KMOX. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How's everything in St. Louis today?
We're doing okay, hoping the tornado watch doesn't become a tornado warning. But we are.
We got a lot of rain up here too.
Yeah, and I think a lot more is coming your direction. But what's it like to be at your old ballpark again?
Well, I did a few games there over the years, over 18 years. But I'm sitting next door now. It's a good view. And nice to see some people coming back to the south side of Chicago. And Roger Bossard came up in the seventh inning last night. He's the head groundskeeper. And it was funny. I looked at him and I said, I knew when that bunt by Pedro Páez went up the third baseline, even though it was spinning foul, it wasn't going foul because of the way that third baseline's manicured.
Yeah, you know.
He said, yeah, you remember that. Huh? Well, that's the way it was, as always has been. On the south side of Chicago, you need a Mack truck to drive a bunt foul.
The amount of John, the amount of conversations. I know you talk to him a lot too, you wouldn't believe it, but I think one of the more interesting people that I ever talked to, and I would talk to him regularly, you know, do interviews with him. It's wild how fascinating being a groundskeeper can actually be.
Well, I mean, he went to college for it, and it's in his family. His dad was a great guy, and I got to know him at the old ballpark when I first came to the White Sox. But Roger is as interesting a person. I mean, he has done soccer fields in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Wow.
And he has put in all these drainage systems in Major League ballparks.
Bush
and
Stadium, didn't he build this one here?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he did that with Billy Finley, and then Billy Finley finally came up with the right grass combination where outfielders weren't slipping so much, because what they have up here is completely different than the weather down there in St. Louis. So, it's quite interesting if you sit and talk to Roger, and excuse me, the people he has known over the years and he's dealt with, and just the family history. But I knew when that bunt went up the third baseline, I looked at Ricky saying, that's not going foul.
Nope. It's angled back toward the infield.
That kind of turned the game, too. Turned the game at that point.
Not to belabor the point, John, but I hadn't really thought of that, how just, you know, an intimate familiarity with a ballpark could, I guess, not that it changes how you call the game, but there's got to be a comfort level with it. You know the ballpark so well.
Well, that's just one instance that, one of those things that you put in the back pocket and you just know that that kind of thing can affect a game. And I'd like to see Victor Scott take advantage of those manicured foul lines in the next 2 days because he can bunt very well. There are several guys who bunt well. Nolan Gorman getting the bunt single up in Milwaukee on Sunday to help set up a possible Cardinal comeback in that game. Very few times do you see the bunt anymore, but when it is executed, it becomes a major part of the game. Just like stealing home last night by Wilson Contreras, you don't see that often either.
Yeah, that's a really rare play in baseball these days. Last night, Brendan Donovan had a pretty good night, going 4-for-5 for them from the leadoff spot. And he's been getting that opportunity, or will get that opportunity. How much do you think we're going to see him there for the remainder of the season? Is it just, we'll see how things go? If he continues to perform like this, is that just how it's going to be for the rest of the year?
Oh, I can't look that far ahead the rest of the season because you didn't anticipate Lars Nootbaar going into this kind of slump, even though he swung the bat really well last night. I think we see signs of Lars starting to click, and when he took that walk on close pitches the first time up, he was able to score a run. I think that's a big confidence booster for him. But being out of the leadoff role where he can work those things out, he was hitting seventh in the lineup last night. Donovan was 4-for-5 in the leadoff role. Mason Wynn, you might see him in the leadoff role against some left-handed pitching. I just think it's an evolving thing that we'll go through the rest of the way.
John Rooney is with us on KMOX. And on the pitching side, John, Matthew Liberatore, a quality start. And I know there's been a decent amount of concern with him. He had the fatigue a couple of weeks ago, and it just didn't look quite right. There was a mechanics problem with him. That's what we've heard. So the results were there last night, but just watching him pitch, how do you feel like he did?
Well, the velocity stayed consistent. He was at 95, 96, and then 93, 94. He stayed in that low 90s to the mid-90s when he needed it. He'd pop a really good fastball at 95. And then his breaking pitches really looked effective. They were nice and sharp. And he wasn't missing by much when he was working a little deeper in counts. I thought he had a really good start. And that's a big confidence builder for him after getting off to a wonderful start to the season. He hit a snag, but it's a matter of evolving, as I said, like that leadoff role evolving with pitching. You have to make adjustments. You have to work through things. And it's too long a season. It starts in the middle of February, and hopefully your season ends at the end of October. But going February through September for your regular season, and trying to get into October, you're going to hit all kinds of bumps along the way. But Matthew Liberatore is in good condition, and he is rested up and was very strong last night. I thought he could have gone 7, but there wasn't a need for that. Riley O'Brien really looked good in his 2 innings, and then they were able to finish up with Granillo throwing well. And Granillo's an interesting arm. I was happy to see him and get him into that situation in a game where the Cardinals led by 10 runs. And they led by 10 because Victor Scott hit a home run off Vinny Capra, a position player who came in the 9th inning. These are games that the Cardinals feel like they need to win, and most teams do when they come up against a club that is rebuilding like the White Sox. But last night, don't let this get lost. The Cardinals beat a pretty good arm in Shane Smith. They've been touting Smith as perhaps an all-star selection, and he has pitched that well. His defense let him down, but the Cardinals jumped on him, and they were able to score, 5 or 6 runs, only one of them unearned because of an error by Vargas, their third baseman. But don't let that get lost. That's a pretty good arm last night that Milwaukee gave up on. And in a Rule 5 pick, the White Sox got very fortunate to bring him in and he has looked really, really good. But the Cardinals got him last night.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Speaking of Milwaukee, Sonny Gray's last start was against them, and he gave up six runs in that. But prior to that, a run of four straight games where he had given the Cardinals a quality start. What have you seen lately out of Sonny Gray?
Well, I think Sonny Gray, if he has the rotation on his sweeper and he can spot his fastball, he was really good in a couple of starts. That Texas start was wonderful for Sonny Gray. And then he hit a snag against the Milwaukee Brewers. But last year he had a terrific game against the White Sox. That's the only game the Cardinals won out of three against the White Sox. And you have to be careful. You don't want to let teams like that slip up on you and hang around and stay in the game. And the offense was able to take care of that last night. And I hope they do that for Sonny tonight because I expect another good performance from him. He hit a snag against a lineup that put the ball in play. They were able to get enough runs, and that's a game that Milwaukee won 6-0. But I'll look for Sonny to have a nice bounce-back performance tonight.
Yep, Sonny Gray does get the start. Burke is going for the White Sox, as we mentioned, 5:45 pregame and a 6:40 first pitch. So, John, just taking a look at the standings, and we talked to Ollie Marmol about this yesterday, about how some players, some coaches are in tune with where they are in the division at this part of the year. Right now, they're seven games back, and they're tied with the Reds. And Ollie also saying some guys don't really like to pay attention. Some just want to go and do their jobs head down and move forward, and whatever happens, happens. In your experience, is it helpful or unhelpful for players or coaches to be aware of where they are in the division?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them. For me, I don't care about the standings right now. I don't care about them at all. I care about how the team is playing and working to get as many games above 500 as you possibly can. If you do that, you're going to put yourself in contention, not only for the wild card. I think on MLB, Cardinals try to stay in the wild card mix. The players aren't thinking about a wild card. They're thinking about trying to win enough to be competitive to win the division. And then if they don't, then get in as a wild card and take it from there. But I really don't care about the standings at this point. You don't want to get too far behind, but that means that you're probably 500 or falling below 500 if you do. But at this point of the year, I get concerned about the standings when we get toward the end of July. Then I'll start really taking a look at that to see where you have to make a run to either go for the division or go for a wild card. But until then, go out there and win as many as you can and get as far above 500 as you can, and then you'll be in pretty good shape come September.
Cardinals, by the way, are just a game and a half out of a wild card, if you are paying attention to the standings. So that means the Reds and Cardinals are both a game and a half behind where the Padres are. Brewers are a half game in front of the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
if you check out the wild card standings, and mm-hmm. I was taking a look at them because I figured Chris, who always asks about standings,
yep.
and he knows I don't care about them.
Yeah.
But I looked at that. You're looking at 6, 7, 8 teams that are in a position. I think it's 7 teams for the last 2 spots in the wild card in the American League. And it's pretty close to that in the National League. You don't know how things are going to shake out between the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Padres, or Arizona. Arizona's still in the mix over in the West. And what's going to happen in the East between the Mets and the Phillies right now? The Mets have a lead in the standings there by a couple of games. But you don't know how that's going to shake out. And it will really be defined once we get on into late July and early August. And I remember when the Cardinals made their run in 2011. Mm-hmm. They were way down after losing to the Dodgers a series at Busch Stadium, but made a heck of a run. What were they, 9.5, 10 games out? But they made a huge charge the next 2 months to put themselves in position. And on the very last day, got a great game from Chris Carpenter and got a little help from the Philadelphia Phillies, a team they beat in the playoffs, to get into the postseason. So it can be that razor thin, and that's why I don't look at the standings all that much right now. But it all takes shape when you get well past the All-Star break, and that's when the fun starts for me, especially if your team is well enough above 500 where you're in the mix.
Yeah, it's a good reminder, John, because I know I definitely will look at the standings. I get intimidated when the Cardinals, like, right, you say, oh, 7 games back. You don't want to fall too far behind. But it is a good reminder that in baseball, there are just so many games, so much is going on that it's not football, you know, it's not hockey. Things really can change, and you don't know until later in the season.
But what you have to do is when you are head-to-head in your division, you need to win those games. That's the idea. And right now the Cardinals are 3-4 against Milwaukee. They split 4 in Cincinnati, and they've been able to do okay against the Pittsburgh Pirates at a time where the Cardinals were playing a lot of close games. And they played the Pirates very early in the season, then played them at home. But you have to win those. And we see Cincinnati coming up this weekend, and then the Cubs. Those are division games. Those are games you want to win those series. And that's going to take shape, because you're going to need help from somebody else because of the way this schedule goes, where you're playing everybody in baseball, where you're playing the Athletics, where you're playing the Detroit Tigers and Toronto and everyone. You're going to need a little help from somebody down the road if you don't take care of your business within the division.
No question about it. By next Friday, we're going to know a lot about where the Cardinals are, especially getting closer to the trade deadline. Reds and Cubs, 7 games total against them. This will be a very important week. But first things first, tonight, pregame show, 5:45. First pitch, 6:40 from Wright Field. Cardinals and White Sox. It'll be here on KMOX. And you'll get to hear this man, John Rooney, who we appreciate talking to every Wednesday. Thank you, John.
All right, Chris, Amy, we'll see how we all rate at Wright Field tonight.
Oh, boy.
It's still Comiskey to me.
Well, it's guaranteed to be great.
Without the guarantee.
Without the guarantee.
There are no guarantees anymore.
That's right.
There's no guarantee. The White Sox, no guarantee anymore.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Hey, pass that along to their marketing department.
Oh, I'm sure they'll love that.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
All right, we'll see you. Bye.
John Rooney with us, and there's no guarantee anymore with the White Sox.
That's actually really good.
Not bad. Was that you or John?
I think that was John.
It was John.
John said there's no guarantees.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Great idea.
Wow. I like it.
Chris and Amy, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.